Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So I could tell you about my day. And then I get an instant DM from this girl. And she's like, yo, is this your man? And when people send me that about Bernil, I'm always worried. I'm always like, oh, God, what did he tweet? So we live, man. SSID boys in here. It's your boy Van Red, man. And I'm here with the flyest guy I know, Mr. $1,000 Fit himself.
Never.
Burns, man.
What's good?
The Don Ben from Dykeman. That's how I'm coming in, bro. My nigga, Bernil got Shadow Ben from Dykeman.
I'm on it, bro. Like, there's a bounty on me, bro.
Explain yourself, black man. Like, first of all, give the listener some context to how this shadow banning took place.
All right. So, you seen the video going on with the four black kids getting harassed in Dykeman? There's a group of, I don't know, you could say Latinos, whatever. Harassing them, whatever, and then it got viral, and everybody was like, "Nah, you know, fuck Dykeman. Like, if they gonna treat people like that, this and that, you feel me? We not fucking
basically,
with Dykeman."
Basically, like people were just speaking out on just like anti-blackness that goes on between in the Dominican community and specifically in Dykeman, which I can attest to. Right. Like, I've experienced that anti-black shit in Dykeman. Shout out to my homegirl Kelly. I used to run with Kelly all the time, uptown. It was this Dykeman Evan at a point. Like, you know what I mean? Shout out to Lucky Seven. Mm. Shout out to the strippers. You know what I mean? I used to be up there, right? And every time I would go to, like, these functions, they would front on me, bro. Like, they would front on me. Mind you, niggas is darker than me. Yeah, but they would front on me because I ain't speak Spanish and they knew I wasn't. I knew I wasn't Hispanic. So they would front on me.
No. I know black.
I know black, Poppy. I'm like, yo, I got more rhythm than most of these niggas in here. I could dance the bachata. You know what I mean? I can sway. My hips work, nigga. But yeah, they were front of me. Shout out to Kelly, though. She held it down. But yeah. But anyway, so this nigga Bernil got some. He got his bag. What did you tweet exactly?
All I said was, I seen everybody else tweeting about we not going to Dykeman no more. Like, let's move these basketball tournaments to Rucker or whatever, all these other parks. So me, I only been there one time for a tournament. That was it. And this was like, what, 3 years ago? So I don't go there for all them other shit like hookah, party, and whatever. I don't do that. So I was like, okay, Dykeman moving like that, copy.
Right. And that was all you said.
Whoever found it, read it out of context. Yeah, like, I'm just like, all right, copy. I know not to go there. Y'all going to be treating black people like that. You know what I mean?
So that tweet went a little viral, right?
I don't know. Yeah, so they just started searching. They must have just started searching tweets about Dykeman, and then they posted it on Insta. I seen it on Instagram, my man.
Yeah. So this is how we. I'm gonna interweave this all together, right? So I follow Mad Dykeman shorties. See, you laughing already because this shit is hilarious. So I follow Mad Dykeman shorties, and I seen a shorty. I seen the tweet, but I didn't see who actually tweeted it, right? So she posted in her story with the eye roll emoji. And I'm just like, ah, they really bad at niggas and stuff fucking with Dykeman no more, right? So I continue about my day. And then I get an instant DM from this girl, and she's like, "Yo, is this your man?" And when people send me that about Bernil, I'm always worried. I'm always like, "Oh God, what did he tweet?"
Bro, son, so I click on the post,
right, and it's his tweet, and I see Bernie Mac, and I'm just like, "Oh, Bernil got into some shit, right?" So I peeped the comments, right? And they're like, "Yo, we don't want you niggas in Dykeman anyway. Niggas is going ham." I'm like, "Bernil's banned? Bro, how you be the first nigga shadow banned from Dykeman, bro?"
Bro, I don't know. It was one tweet. It's crazy how, yo, see how a tweet could ruin you? Like,
yo, all it takes is one moment on the internet, bro.
One shining moment.
That's it. Shout out to B. Simone. Shout out to Bernil. How you get canceled the same week as B. Simone? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Nigga got canceled by Hookah Smoker. That's crazy. That is listen, crazy.
Man, I ain't got nothing against Dykeman.
Yo, so that's the thing.
I feel about it. It's whatever, man. All I'm saying is I just know not to go there no more if they're going to be – y'all going to be treating black people like that.
On that bullshit. But, you know, the thing is I got love for Dykeman, but, you know – we gotta call some shit out. I think this is the perfect time to call out shit across the board in all, you know, in all aspects. You know,
yeah, I'm gonna have to hit up Rob, hit up Birdo real quick, see if I'm good, man.
You good in the Bronx? I feel like you good in the Bronx. It's just you guys can't go to Dykeman no more, bro.
Yeah, son.
I feel like
Birdo, holla at me, bro.
Yo, Nelson, Rob,
Nelson, so, yo, facts.
You good in Harlem though? Shout out Donnie. You good in Harlem?
Yeah, word.
How you good in Harlem and the Bronx? Just that in between area. You can't go.
Oh no, son.
What? Nah, we gonna get you in Dykeman. We gonna sneak you in. We gonna take a pic. We gonna get you up there like the Bloods. Remember the big Bloods? They went up there. We gonna get you in like that.
Yeah, bro. They said it's all love, bro. It's all love.
Like, it's been funny to me. Them niggas been going on this big like redemption PSA tour, saying we not racist. Like, yo, bro, if y'all niggas just act normal, it would be cool, man. And the thing is funny, I got love for my Dominicans. Like, I love all my Dominicans.
Yeah, bro.
The thing is, it's not even that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, never. Like, we embrace them, if anything. You know what I mean? Because we all the same people. You know what I mean? Yeah. We all black. So
I hope they know that.
They know that. But the thing is, I feel like most of them know that, but there's just always a certain few that try to... The niggas who look like 01 Sammy Sosa be the ones trying to deny it. You know what I'm saying? Which would be funny to me.
Man, listen. I look at it as how you should take it as you got the best of both worlds. You black and you can speak another language.
Yeah, like you already got a leg up on a lot of other people. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It'd be all love on this side. You know, we joke about Bernil being banned from Dykeman, but like you can't ban Burns, bro. Yeah. You're uncancelable. You're slander proof. You can't be canceled. But that shit was funny though.
Nah, bro. When my boy came to me, we had to go into work just for a day or two to help out with the store. And I got there early. I'm talking to my boy before we open up. And he's like, yo, you ain't see the group chat on IG. I'm like, I don't be on Instagram, bro.
That's the thing, you don't be on Instagram.
Yo, they coming for your head, bro. You see that shit about Dykeman. I'm thinking, yo, what did I say about Dykeman? He was like, yo, they talking about dudes talking crazy on Dykeman. Dykeman not pussy, this and that. They coming for it. I'm like, what? So I go to the group chat and I see it. It's some random page posting like 10 photos of screen, 10 screenshots of tweets about Dykeman. I'm like, yo,
that's the thing. Why they zoning on yours though? Like,
No. The reason it was mine is because my boy caught it. He screenshot and sent it. It wasn't just them.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah. I just happened to see mine because he scrolled through
that's
all
the one
photos,
he seen.
He seen mine. He knew my face, so he was he said, "Yo, Burns going crazy." I'm like, "Yo, why y'all hyping him up?" So I did not mean it.
You wasn't even going crazy, bro. But you've been yo, your Twitter's been pretty active for a nigga who don't tweet. Your shit's been pretty active,
bro. Because I'm listen.
How's it feel to be viral, my nigga?
It's all right. It's cool. I don't care for that, but it's cool. It's
crazy. Have you had to mute shit yet? Have you had to mute a tweet yet?
Nah, ain't nobody was talking crazy about that tweet. Well, I mean, now you're talking about the other one. Yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
in general. Like, have you had to mute the tweet yet? Like, you know.
Nah, not really. Nah.
That's next. That's the next progression. You gonna have to be like, yo, too many people talking on the street. Too many notifications. I'm turning it off.
Yeah, that makes sense then. I can see why all these people that be going viral, they be muting stuff because they don't want to respond to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. That's next, my nigga.
It's funny though, because like I was joking, you feel me? And people knew I was joking, but it's crazy that that tweet went that crazy, and some people probably felt the way. You feel me? Like I'm not saying niggas definitely felt the way. I'm like, yo, don't burn down. No, I'm not talking about really burning down bagel stores, but it's crazy how that can get people like.
Yo, like, we didn't even talk like, about really, the bagel store tweet. Yo, you've been going crazy, bro. But the thing about the bagel store really tweet, it was just a bunch of niggas co-signing you. Like, oh, yeah, but fuck them bagels.
Yeah, you know, white people love their bagels. You feel me? One white girl was like, we should do that and the donut shop for these police officers. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Right, I was talking about the bagels. You want to
get the bagels out of here. And this is after the protest American shit that's been going on.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck
but the thing is, me and you, we can attest to the racism in Belmore, America, because when we used to record the podcast out there, remember when we pulled up and we seen the Trump shit going crazy? Like, niggas had the Trump flags and the logos, remember?
Oh, yeah, that block he was on, we parked up on that block. But you had to know, when you see a rusty-ass pickup truck like that, you know, the message is being sent, bro.
When you see the 1950s,
the Ford,
the Frankie Valley. Yo, you know what I mean? When you see that out front, man, you know it's MAGA time.
When you see too much pride for America in one household, you know.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna come clean. It's gotten to the point for me. If I just see a nigga with the flag outside of their crib, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I already know what I'm dealing with.
I know type time it is. We can't smoke in front of this house. But yeah, man.
So, big Juneteenth coming up. Feel me?
Yeah, man.
I don't see.
What are we doing for Juneteenth? What? What's the glizzies at? Glizzy mania. Yo. Where the glizzies at, bro?
Nah, I don't. I don't eat that, bro.
You see that? I see that nigga post a triple glizzy on the timeline. I'm like, yo, niggas is moving. Yeah, that was wow.
That was nasty.
I feel that like Yada, man. Where's Yada when you need him, bro? If you a grown man, what kind of grown man wants to eat a hot dog anyway? My nigga Yada was hot, man. But yeah, man, Juneteenth coming up. It seemed like niggas is across the board of finally embracing like Juneteenth as like our 4th of July.
Yeah, this is something that should have happened years ago, like probably before we even born. But
yeah, like it should have been a thing.
It should have been a national holiday. And black people feel free to not go to work on Juneteenth. Yeah,
right. It's like the episode of Martin.
Home or in the building.
Right, it's like the episode of Martin when the kid he was telling the kid like, "Yo, whatever they tell you, don't go to work on Martin Luther King Day." Like they can take that time. Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, black people should be able to choose if they want to work during Black History Month.
High key, but the thing is, the white people be tiptoeing around me during Black History Month, man.
Yeah,
they don't add shells now. High key, like they don't. Have you come across that?
What?
The white, like, Yaku's being on eggshells within the last few weeks. Like, I feel like they don't want to start a pod. They don't really want to ask too much of you.
Yeah. They know what we're going through.
Yeah, like.
they're afraid to ask questions. But, I mean, I don't know. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Like,
don't ask dumbass ones. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. We already know you ask those dumbass questions in your household, so.
But long as it stays there, I'm cool. Like, keep the dumbass questions between you and your Aunt Patrice, you know? Y'all, Aunt Esther, keep them dumbass questions there. Come to me with the real intelligent questions about blackness.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? Like, the same way you see how they're funding all these black organizations and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They should be these companies, they should be doing that during Black History Month as well, then, or continue to do that during Black History Month. So, like, all right, so maybe I shouldn't. I was dragging it when I was like, Black people shouldn't work during Black History Month. Like, I mean, that's up to you, though, if you want to choose to work or not. But I think companies should do more of that during Black History Month and then some. You feel me?
Yeah, I like think year round, bro. Especially if like exactly. if you eat off Black people and Black culture, you should be doing this shit year round. Like, yeah. Especially yeah. specifically, like maybe for me at least, because you know, I like sneakers and streetwear and shit like that. So I feel like yeah. a lot of these companies and brands should be doing this shit year round. Like Hype Bay, like why isn't there more Black women? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we know, like think about all the fly sneaker Black women we love. You know what I mean? That really into that culture. How many of them we know that they should be on Hype Bay and shit like that?
Yeah, I can name a few.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I just feel like we should make donating to Black causes a thing permanently. And I think it's going to be. I think niggas have shook the tree, bro.
Yeah.
You know.
They should be funding into inner cities too. Yeah. Hopefully the schools as well. Because man, all these opportunities, like, some of these kids have, like, bro, I'm hearing about schools having all these, like, after-school tech programs and stuff like that. Like, we did not have that.
Yeah, but that shit is great, bro. Like, these kids are really getting the foundation they need to be great, you know? Yeah. And it's like, I feel like that's how it should be always for the next generation. It should be easier. It should always be easier for them to get on and do what they want to do. Like the people that laid it out for us and made it easier for us to, you know what I mean, be able to maneuver a little bit out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that shit's coming in time, but I see that shit really changing. Like, I feel like Black people are coming together, but not even just Black people. I feel like people all across the board are coming together. If you're not a bigot, you coming together right now.
Yeah, and hopefully people get it. You feel me? Hopefully people understand exactly what we've been trying to tell them for generations.
Yeah, and I think it's growing past telling these niggas. You know what I mean? We showing you now. Like before it was round the block. You know what I mean? It was far away from you. Mm-hmm. Now it's on your doorstep. Now you got to deal with this. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So how have you been keeping sane during this shit, man? Like what have you been? Have you been reading more? Have you been, what's up?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of videos on stuff that's going on. Like, I'll be watching the live news through YouTube and all that, the riots, the protesting and all that. Right. Trying to see if this reparation shit is really going to happen. I was watching an interview about the founder of BET. I forgot his name.
Rob Johnson.
Yeah, and he was talking to the Breakfast Club people about reparations and everything, and that was interesting. I like that. I've been reading.
What you doing with your 300,000? What you doing with your 300,000, nigga?
I'm gonna just buy mad. Nah. I'll probably
like first thing. Like, all right, we know you're gonna pay bills and all this other shit. You know, buy land, all that cool shit. What's the first ignorant first purchase you're making?
First 300,000. First ignorant purchase. Oh man, I don't know. Low key. Oh shit.
You getting the Allah chain, bro?
I'll probably get a helicopter.
I like that. See, that's what I like to hear, bro.
I don't know, bro. I don't know what first ignorant purchase. Like, of course, I'd probably be like, yo, I'll probably just buy like the Yeezy 2s that I always like, the blacks, the October, Red October.
right.
But yeah. I don't know. I'll probably just go shopping.
Right. Get you something nice. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, like,
yeah.
I know niggas going to be somewhat responsible with their money. You know, get you a little crib, put some away. All that cool shit. Cool. We don't talk about that here on SSID. I wouldn't know all the ignorant shit you're going to buy.
All the ignorant shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go put a Casamigos fountain in your crib or something. I don't know. Like, whatever you want to do. You know what I mean?
I'll probably have my own Taz Angels.
Yo, Fernell's Angels gonna go crazy on OnlyFans.
What? Bro, I'm gonna have my own.
Yo, the Taz Angels were an error, bro. Are they still alive? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. They probably selling like I don't know. They probably on their fitness shit now. They probably like selling
tea or whatever. You know that's the spin, like the vagina merches. They all have gone the fitness way now. You know that's the spin.
Let's, let's be clear though. I don't want to catch no negative feedback on this. That's all right. We okay with that.
Oh yeah, we support the sex workers here on SSID. You know,
we not judging y'all.
We just saying that's the spin.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. They probably all got their own little OnlyFans, and it's jumping. It's going crazy.
Yeah, probably. I feel like they was like they came too soon, bro. Like they like imagine if they really popped off now.
Before the time.
It paved the way. Shout out to the Taz Angels.
Facts.
But yeah, man, what else you been up to? Like, cause they also we know all the craziness is going on in the world right now. But it's like for me as a black man, it's like I've been trying so many different things. It's like the cranes in the sky when Solange was just trying that mad different shit to shake the shit off of her. That's exactly how I feel, bro.
Like, yo.
She went through all that shit.
Crazy, but I get it because I actually saw that. I saw that music video.
Yeah, she was doing a bunch of different shit to get to shake them demons off of her, bro. But nah,
I don't know. Like, I got a journal. I'll be writing in that, but I never look back at it. You feel me? I just write out my emotions and that's it. I don't know. I be trying to go outside, but I don't see nobody. Like,
yeah, it's not like real summer when the block is, at least the block be pumping in the summer. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you ain't even got that. Niggas is in the house.
I link him once in a while to just keep my mind off shit, but. Like, I went to the Hamptons.
How was that?
Weekend. Oh, it was inspirational, man. Obviously, like, the houses out there.
Crazy, like,
There's some regular houses. But then you see houses that they're building or, like, lots that they're about to build houses upon. Like, crazy. And then you see the actual finished houses, like, people actually living in them. Like, nah, this is crazy.
You know what's crazy? Like, as long as I lived in Long Island, I've never been to the Hamptons. Like, ever.
That was my first time. I went twice. So I went last week and this week. Last weekend and this weekend. My first time was last weekend. And nah, it was dope, bro. And we found a parking lot, parked up, went on the beach. My boy, he's a designer, so he had me wear some of his pieces. So he did a little photo shoot. I'll send you some pictures when they're done.
Yeah, definitely.
And but we just out there chilling. It's crazy. And I told him, I'm like, yo, bro, like if you do this all summer, you never know who you'll meet and who'll see your clothes. Like
you never know who you'll run into out there and shit. You know, I feel like everybody's trying to escape, find an escape right now to something, you know, no matter what it is. But yeah, man, that shit is dope.
It was way better than Jones Beach because we pulled up to Jones Beach, but we only went on the boardwalk, like because he was like, we just gonna walk on the boardwalk. If I see a nice area, we're just gonna take some photos, and that's it. I'm like, all right, cool, because I ain't even trying to be on the sand or near the water.
Right. But
the beach by the Hamptons, it was secluded. Like, it wasn't really nobody out there. It was perfect. Everybody social distancing.
I feel like Jones Beach is boof, bro. Like, as a Long Island nigga, I can say that. Like, Jones Beach is boof. Like, honestly, if it's not Long Beach, then like, I'm not going. Yeah. Like, I went to Jones Beach one time, and I was like, yo, this ain't it, chief. It was Henny bottles in the sand. I'm just like, what is going on here? How can I find peace? And I'm sitting next to a Henny, half drunk Henny bottle.
How can I find peace?
Like, that's just bringing, this shit's just bringing chaos into my life, man. But shit's crazy.
Yeah, that's really what I've been doing, man. Just trying to, like, it's hard to get away from all that's happening when it's always in front of you every day.
Yeah, but more shit is happening.
And I don't want to be that person to stray away from it because I want to be in tune with what's going on. You feel me? Like, what? I didn't even protest for that long. Like when I was at work, I had left, and then I was in the city for a little bit protesting, but that was it. And yeah. I went to when they were by Sunrise Highway, I was protesting, but like I didn't meet up with nobody. So I kind of just parked up And I walked for like maybe an hour or so. So like I ain't really gonna say I was protesting because I wasn't really there for long.
No, that's protesting, bro. Don't diminish what your contribution, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But shout outs to everybody that was there like all day. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Shout out to them. The thing is, I want to tell people, it's like I want people to realize that like there has to be, yo, it has to be contributions on every part of the like this movement that people are doing. You know what I mean? You gotta have people that's out there every day, frontline people. You gotta have people that's financially supporting. You gotta, you know what I mean? Like it has to be different elements of this, or like it's not gonna get accomplished. It can't just be one sided, you know?
Yeah,
that's why. Like I've heard people speak on like, yo, man, I wish I could be doing more, but like, yo, as long as you're doing something, that's all that really matters, bro.
Yeah, I must have, bro. I donated, man. I ain't gonna say no number, but I must have donated at least. Hold up, I must have donated at least a quarter of my paycheck. More than that of my paycheck.
And you know what's cool about this is like I'm finding out about so many like different organizations that I never even knew that existed. That like just I'm finding out through links and what all that they do and shit like that, and I'm just donating to them, man. It's cool, man. It's like I feel like this underground movement has become mainstream, which is cool, but it also worries me because I feel like white people are trying to pivot this Black Lives Matter thing into something totally different, you know.
Explain that, because I want to see where you're going with this. Because I feel like I kind of agree. If I understand what you're saying, then I agree too. But
I feel like they're trying to make the movement their own in a way. Like they don't really care about Black lives. They're just trying to get a photo op off or a look off.
It's like a marketing scheme.
Yeah, it's like a marketing ploy for them. Like we got to talk about the niggas in the kente cloth, bro, taking knees.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When I seen Pelosi out there with the kente cloth, you know what I mean? Her old ass. She couldn't even get up because of her knees so old. Them bones were rubbing together like a motherfucker, bro. But she was out there, and I'm just like, yo, this isn't it. Like, yo, my Yakubian, my European brothers, y'all got to start with the performative shit, man. Like, just be regular, bro. And be genuine. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're not genuine, just shut the fuck up. And move to the side. Like, that's it.
Yeah, fact. Yeah, no, I agree. I think some people are doing a little too much. There's gonna be a point where, or we're gonna find out a year from now that like Black Lives Matter is funded by some like rich white.
That's gonna be the next move. It's gonna be the white people selling Black Lives Matter merch, and I'm just gonna be like, all right, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not supposed to be that way.
But unfortunately, that's how it was. And when the Mike Brown, remember when people were protesting when Mike Brown got killed, and that's how we kind of found out about DeRay being fugazi and shit like that, and Sean King and all these people being, you know what I mean, not being really for the cause, but really just being about a buck.
Oh, like really? What happened with DeRay?
Oh, you don't know about that? DeRay is the most sponsored.
I just hear about the he wear the same vest every day.
Oh yeah. Niggas talking about that vest be funky. But that's here for another story. You know what I mean? For another day, we'll talk about that. But like, yeah, DeRay is like super corporate sponsored. Like he's like a corporate sponsored puppet almost. Like he got like Verizon backing him and all these companies backing him. And it's like Yeah, a lot of his stuff, they use him to get into Black culture, to make it seem like they really care, they really doing something, but it's really just, it's a marketing plan at the end of the day. Mm. And then you got Sean King juking people. He's still stealing people money to this day.
I thought he was black.
Nah, that nigga ain't black, bro. I seen that nigga hair.
I thought he was one of them black, them half black, half white kids on some, like, I thought he was on like some J. Cole shit.
He might be that, but the thing is like, when you ask him, like, yo, are you black? This nigga be about to combust like a robot. Like, he can't answer the question. Like, it's really that simple. Black, yes or no? Like, he just, like, he been blocking people, threatening to sue people just for asking them that. Like, come on, G. So Earth 2 T.I. is wilding. He's wilding. That nigga is bugging the fuck out.
Mr. Wakandian himself.
Yeah, man. It's fucking DeRay, man, but... Yeah, I've been, you know, it is too. Like, I've been really just just going into things that make me happy. Like, even how minor shit might be. Like, I picked up coloring again. Like, nigga, as an adult, that shit is mad peaceful, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Coloring. I've been drinking wine while I'm coloring, nigga, with the tunes playing.
That's what's up.
Yo, it sounds silly, but like, yo, that shit is mad comforting, my nigga.
Yeah, I don't drink wine, and I don't know anything. I want to learn about wine though, because I know that's a.
You should join that wine club that everybody's a part of. You know?
Huh?
You should join that wine club everybody's a part of. Yeah, I think like shout out to Amanda and Tyra and Jay Bobby and them. I think they're in like this wine club. Like, you subscribe and then you get like 3 bottles of like black owned wine or something like that a month. I'm gonna find out more info about it. Yeah, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, shout out to the black owned businesses. You feel me?
Facts. They've been going up. Like,
yeah. Feel free when Evan tweets out the episode. Feel free to put your black business under that. We will definitely be looking into that.
Absolutely. Unless you're making like melanated T-shirts or like I'm not my ancestor T-shirts. Keep that shit in the basement.
Yeah, I want like
Like, come on. Like, I'd be trying to respect some niggas' hustles, but like, come on, dog. Like, some shit, like, I ain't flying.
Yeah, because I get it, but I'm not going to wear stuff like that. But if you have a regular clothing brand and it's black-owned, cool, you feel me?
Yeah, like
even a black-owned company that makes the Band-Aids that, like, are...
I think that's cool.
Toner, like, that's dope, you feel me? Like,
yeah, that's necessary. Like, I feel like the melanated tees and shit like that, and I'm not my ancestors, and you can get these hands. That shit would be so corny, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll never catch me in that shit.
You can get these hands.
Yeah, wild. they be putting bullshit on T-shirts, man, but shit is crazy. Shit is crazy right now. Have you seen The Five Bloods?
No, Christian, shout out to Christian. He told me to watch that. I'm going to watch it after Insecure today.
Yeah, man, that shit is good, bro.
Insecure. I was going to watch it Friday, but I started watching that. I've started watching that Black Godfather documentary on Netflix about Clarence Avon, and that was really dope. Like,
oh yes, crazy how many
artists he helped and put on, and a lot of people, like, he was behind the scenes of a lot of things. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, he never get mentioned, bro. Like,
facts. Yeah,
and it's crazy to me, but yeah, man, Five Bloods, that shit is great, man. Like, it's super abstract though. Like, I want you to go into that knowing it. Like, it's Spike Lee. Okay. You know how abstract his shit is, a little off-putting sometimes. So it's gonna be parts of it you're like, what the fuck? But like, I think the general message is the story he's trying to tell is, I think he delivers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Yeah, that's just straight. What else I've been watching? That's pretty much it.
Oh, what? I've been watching. I mean, obviously Insecure, but I've been watching.
Insecure kind of fell off this season, bro. I'm gonna come clean. What? It's cool, but it's like,
It's okay. It's getting spicy. It got spicy last episode. When Molly went on that trip, it was all right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like it's not like, I don't really care about the Issa Molly thing, and I think that was kind of takes me out of it, because I feel you know what I mean. I feel like everybody knows Molly's an asshole, so I really don't have no sympathy towards the character, like, at all, not even a little bit, you know. So like, when Issa niggas be turning up on her, I really don't care, because I don't care about the character like at all. But
I know a few Mollies.
We know a few Mollies out there. But I just been liking everything Lawrence related this season. I've been liking. I feel like his arc has been really good. Like, everything else has been kind of shaky. Shout out to Candola, she fine. But yeah, man, that's Lawrence. Shout out to Lawrence, man. But man, what else you been watching?
I've been watching Dynasty, which is basically about like this rich family. Everybody's trying to fight for the wealth of their family, and even people on the outside. But it's really dope.
It sounds like that on HBO show. What's that shit called? HBO show? Succession. I think it's called.
I didn't hear about that.
It's about this family. It's the same kind of premise. Yeah.
I've been watching Snowpiercer, the show. Snowpiercer, not the movie, but the show. You know, people. It's like 1,000 years after the apocalypse or war, or whatever, and then everybody's like living on one train that holds like hundreds of thousands of people, and it revolves around the world.
Oh, really? That's a real thing? Hold on. I got to check that out. What's that on?
Yeah. It's on FX.
Bet. FX been killing shit.
The rich live, the wealthy and the rich and the wealthy, whatever, they live at the front of the train, like the head of the train, and all the poor people live at the tail of the train.
So you telling me it's the end of the world, everybody's on the train, and classism is still going on?
Yeah, facts.
That's crazy. Word.
It's crazy. It sounds stupid, but watching it, it's crazy. What else have I been watching? I'm trying to think. I rewatched Teen Wolf. That was cool.
The MTV one?
The MTV, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Outer Banks was really good.
Nobody watched more shows than you and Amanda, bro. You two niggas be watching everything, bro. Like,
because when I'm bored, like, because I'll try to do everything I can in the morning, and then at night I'll just chill. So I'm just going through shit, especially right. like movies is cool, but you really got to catch my attention with movies. But with series, I already know that you don't really get into it till maybe a third and fourth episode, so I'm gonna just watch it,
right? Like, you come into it knowing. Like, you come into it, like, knowing you're in it for the long run, like...
Exactly, yeah.
Right. I gotta watch that shit, man. But I'm gonna check some of that shit out. You seen the Chappelle shit? What you think about that?
Yeah, that was dope. Me and my
pops that shit was heavy, that. Bro. Heavy.
Yeah. What's crazy is I seen a tweet the other day where people were slandering him, though. Like, they was like, I don't know how people could think he's funny. And then one girl was like, oh, he's Chappelle's contradicting himself, talking about profiting off of white people by telling jokes about the injustices of black people and this and that. And I'm like
he's trying to, but the thing is, like, he's not exploiting black trauma. If anything, he's trying to talk his way through black trauma instead of exploiting.
It's not like he's not experiencing that himself. Like,
yeah, and it's like, also he threw it up for free.
Isn't experiencing them.
It's like, and he threw it up for free, and like, so I don't know.
I feel like in some cases
that's a valid argument, though. In most cases
she was talking about like how, like, the Chappelle show, like how he's been doing it for years, like I guess that's what she was mad about.
I don't know, that sounds like a little bit of a reach to me, but you know what, you gonna respect everybody's opinion.
Yeah. But no, I liked it, and it was dope how it was cool how he said his great grandfather or his grandfather was the leader of the black delegation, about when he said the black man who got killed at the time in what was it, South Carolina or something like that?
Somewhere like that, I think.
He got killed or whatever, just because, I don't remember the whole thing, but I think he got killed because he was one of the wealthiest in that neighborhood. Or he had like $30 more than the richest man in that neighborhood. Yeah, the next person, or whatever, and they killed him over some shit or whatever. But it's just sad.
Yeah, man, it's fucked up. And like, just even in my family, like my great grandfather, he got his own town in Mississippi, bro. Like, cause that nigga, he just owned the whole town, like. And what's that shit called? James something, Mississippi. Yeah, that was his town because he owned so much land. He just named the town after him. It's like, it's crazy. Like, but you don't hear those stories in like history books. Like, we aren't told that kind of shit.
Could have been wealthy.
Hell yeah, but it's a small town, so it was like,
Don't matter. Expand. Just like how he owned mad land, you could own mad. Y'all could have owned mad land.
Facts. That's my goal, though. I want to buy some acreage, my nigga.
I want to build a community. Like, and when people say buy back the block, like, that's the end goal. Like, I really want like a Black Wall Street, or I really want like a whole neighborhood. You feel me? Like,
we bring segregation back.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yo, low key, like, somebody brought that up to me. I'm like, you know what? That wouldn't be too bad of an idea.
I'm all for it because, to be honest, there's only like, it's probably what, three white people I talk to, and I work with them.
Right. You know what's crazy? I tweeted the other day and I was like, yo, I'm so happy I grew up in like Uniondale. Cause like, yo, we didn't have to deal with that advert racism in school, at least, you know? Cause like, I went to school with all niggas. Like, Like, it was all black and Hispanic people. So it was like, I never had to deal with like the white kids being racist towards me and shit like that until I got to college, you know? And that shit was like a shell shock to me. Like, that shit was like, I was like, oh, y'all niggas is wild. Like,
yeah, hands gotta be thrown.
Yeah, it's like, I've always, like, growing up in Uniondale, I feel like it was such a blessing because, like, I really just got to be black and be myself, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you from the hood. The thing is, Brunel's from the hood, but he's not from the hood because he went to a different school. Like, can you speak to your private school experience? Like, how'd you, like, did you have to deal with any racism and shit like that?
Yeah, bro, and you had to keep quiet about it if you wanted to stay in the school.
Yeah, that shit is crazy,
man. At that time, I was naive. Like, I should have been like, man, like, fuck this school if they're going to treat me like this. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, I never got, like, thrown at me or, like, been called. I mean, yeah. There's been times where it's, like, you've heard, like, it'd be, like, you hear white kids say, like, the N-word, and you, like, yo, relax. But it's, like, because it's, like, if I put my hands on you, then I'm facing suspension, exposure. Right.
They're going to play the victim. You're going to go down for it.
Yeah, like my mom pays thousands of dollars a year to be here. You feel me? It's like,
right.
I'm about to throw all that away. But it's like, damn, my pride too, like my dignity, son. Like that shit is worth it.
You as a person. Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was tight. Bro, you don't know. I was tight when I knew I was gonna go back because I didn't want to go back after. So I wanted to go to Uniondale junior, senior year, bro. After 10th grade, bro, I didn't want to go back.
Wow.
But
that's my biggest thing. I wish he was with us at, like, in Uniondale, bro. Like, yo, the shenanigans.
Bro.
You know? Nigga, we would have been causing a ruckus in Hakeem's house. Like, you got the vibe.
Bro, the stories I've been hearing, bro, Cafel told me everything. I know.
Shout out Cafel. He was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. He was telling me old stories. Hakeem Crib was crazy.
Yo, man, shout out to I kind of miss those days, man, because, like, he really just got to be free, and, like, your biggest worry was just chilling with the homies, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, bro.
And it's a little different now. Niggas got kids and, like, real relationships, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's different.
One thing I could take away from high school experience is seeing how them kids live, like, some of them, their houses, like, some of these kids is like, they live like us, they regular neighborhood,
right?
They don't have much money, like, you feel me? They parents dishing out as much as they can to stay at that school, and then some kids is like, they funding the school, you feel me? Some kids, somebody I'm really cool with. Obviously, I don't speak them no more since I graduated, but somebody I was really cool with all 4 years in college was Dolan's daughter.
Dolan, like Nick's daughter?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Either that was her father or her uncle, because remember, he has a brother.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
nah, that's crazy.
I believe that was his daughter I went to school with. Yeah, and what's crazy is he probably showed up to my graduation, if that's her daughter.
I remember freshman year
I was just talking to her. It was because she played soccer, so it was a couple of athletes at the table just chilling, talking, whatever. And then she was talking about, like, oh yeah, she was like, yeah, my, she's like, my father owns she's like, my father owns Cablevision. I'm like, what?
Like, you mean Cablevision that I'd be watching BT on every night?
Like, I'm like, why are you here? But then I thought about it. I'm like, I mean, it's a private institution. It's a private high school. So, but I'm just like, yo, what?
That shit's crazy. You.
Like, I already know her crib is like, listen, bro. One kid, his pops was a music producer for some of these artists. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
You know what's crazy? You interact with those kids and then you come back to the hills at the end of the day. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a total, like, different kind of thing.
Yeah, it's shocking, bro. Like, it's like, money to them is nothing, bro. Money to them is nothing. They'd be like, oh, yo, they'd be like, yo, you hungry, bro? Like, yo, here. I'm like, nah,
like, why are you saying this?
I ain't saying I was starving, but I'm just like, when you know you got like a couple dollars on you left for food after school,
Right.
You know you want a snack, but you just going to wait till after practice to go home.
Yeah, and get it. Yeah, like my mom says she cooking.
All you see is 20s in their wallet, and they over here buying Skittles and Gatorade, and I'm like, oh, come on. I got three singles on me.
I got $3. Like,
I didn't spend the other seven singles for lunch, and lunch was at 11. And
yo, one day I really want to sit down with you and do a podcast episode on the private school like experience. Cause like as much as I love going to Uniondale and I feel like it was fun and important, like I always wondered what it was like on the other side, like, you know?
Yeah, as far as being a minority in the school, it sucked. Some of the things I was able to do was cool, though. Some of the places I was able to go was cool.
Right. Like, y'all niggas wasn't going to the aquarium in Riverhead as a trip. Like, y'all niggas wasn't... Y'all wasn't going to Islanders games, just trips and shit like that. That's like the Uniondale special. Like, they throw you on that cheese bus, have you go to an Islanders game in a second.
I ain't gonna lie, it was cool to have bowling for as a gym class.
Yo, I hate niggas, bro.
We had bowling, but it got boring after a while because it's like, yo, every week you knew you was going bowling, but I ain't gonna lie,
that's bowling shit. You know what we had, nigga? Nigga, I'll be knee deep in chlorine for the rest of the day because they were just throwing in that damn pool. UHS.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. We didn't have a pool. We had to borrow. We had to use Dix Hills or Huntington. I can't remember. We had to use somebody's pool. Somebody's high school pool.
That's crazy. But yeah, we had that pool, man. Smelling like chlorine. I used to have swimming first period, bro. So I would just come to school and just be
damn.
Just smell like the ocean all day because
that's the worst.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I hate that pool at UHS to this day. I can't even smell the clean towels without getting PTSD, man.
Yo, that's funny.
That shit is triggering like a motherfucker, man. But yeah, man. But yeah, one day we're gonna talk about that. Like, I definitely wanted to talk about the private school experience. Only time I got a taste of that is when like I would hang out with Tyler. Shout out to Tyler, and she would have these parties, bro. Mm-hmm. With like a bunch of private school kids. Like, shout out to it'd be me, Adonis. Maybe a few other people from the Dell, you know what I mean? But we would be there and just see these private school kids. I'm like, yo, they're bugging the fuck out. Like, they're like wilding, bro. Like,
yeah, bro, you see a lot of shit. You're exposed. I know for you, you went to high school parties. It was probably just like
niggas drinking, niggas might light one, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it. What? Where I was at. They had the Four Locos. They probably had pills. I ain't gonna lie. I probably seen Molly in high school before I even seen
before it,
in
it was a thing. Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, like
I ain't seen Molly till like maybe second year in college, bro. Like,
bro, there was this. I'm not even gonna speak on that because somebody died because of that. But yeah. I seen some wild
shit. Yeah.
That shit is a different story. I'm good over here. I'll sip on juice.
I wasn't really drinking. The only thing I was drinking back then was like Bacardi. Like bullshit.
Yeah. Pinnacle. One day we gotta talk about all the trash drinks that was in like people was bringing Pinnacle. What was the other one? Like Bacardi niggas, Fusion. Like
niggas was drinking Red Velvet Cake Nouveau. Grown men.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. What was the other? It was like some what was the one? It was like a chocolate flavor. It was like a bitter ass.
That might be the Nouveau, bro.
What? You thought you were drinking? You thought Godiva had their own liquor, bro? It was crazy. It was
niggas having the bubble cuz the Baileys. Was it the Baileys? Niggas was drinking Baileys. Like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're a kid. Why are you drinking this bullshit? But yeah, man, that shit is wild. Like. I just think about all the bullshit liquor niggas used to drink. That's hilarious.
Terrible.
But yeah, that shit is a different world, man. Like, one day, I want to have an episode dedicated to, like, just school. Like, I feel like we seen some funny shit in the college experience. Like, me just going to St. John's, bro, I'd have seen, the wildest shit, bro. Like, because, like, I feel like I was kind of living in my black little bubble until I went out there and shit, niggas is wilding.
Yeah. And you also met people from you went to a school that's known internationally.
Yeah, so like people
from Europe, Asia.
Yeah, like one of my best friends, shout out to Ryan. That nigga's from England. Like, he's from the ends for real. That's my boy. But the funny thing about St. John, people think St. John just a lot of New York people there. All the black people there are from DC and Maryland, bro. Like, every single one. In California. That's it. That's all the black people from. Like, I meet a black person. Only other black people there was from me and Artiana from New York. Shout out to RT. Yo, Artiana's my nigga. You know why I say that? Because we were dead neighbors. Like, we lived next door to each other. She would give me a ride to class. Like, shout out to RT. And she was from the Dell too, so we were super cool. Shout out to her, man. That's the homie.
I went, some of the people I know went to St. John's. My boy Christian. Shout out to Bria.
I feel like I know Bria. I feel like I bumped into her at like a house party.
Yeah, you might know who it is. I forgot her homegirl's name, but I don't know if they listen to the podcast, but if y'all do, I'm sorry. I forgot a lot of their names, but I met Bria after she left St. John's though. So, but
yeah, that shit is lit, man. But yeah, man, we gonna get up out of here, man. Is there anything you want to leave the people with, Bruno, going into their week?
Yeah, man. Happy big Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Stay safe, man.
Shout out to black dads.
Facts. And just make this summer the best summer you could possibly make, man.
Facts. For me, I just want to tell you niggas, stay low, stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Take that multivitamin you've been putting off every morning. And that's pretty much it, man. Stay calm. Roll some weed up. Light something up, man. Stay calm. Word, man. But we're gonna get up out of here. SSID house calls. We're gonna have Tony on the next episode. We're supposed to have Tony on this one, but scheduling conflicts.
Yeah. Talking about,
we're gonna get Tony on. Yo, you know, Tony is the, I never seen somebody run on CP time more than Tony. She is human CP time. Like, you know what I mean? She's CP time personified. Love her though. But yeah, man, we're gonna get up out of here. SSID, Burns, Van Raid, we're out.
Peace.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.